Jake Spaulding back with you now. Time to continue talking Cobra basketball with head coach Brett Plattner of the guys this time, and a Jackson Heights team that now sees their record even at 500, 3-3, riding a three-game winning streak dating back to December 17th. Coach, you guys are coming off of a winter break and an extended Christmas break, really, because the winter storm hit, but you guys were able to sneak a game in last Friday against an undefeated Horton team and got that victory 54-48 in that contest. Just before we get into that ball game, tell me about how important it was for the Christmas break to hit, let the guys get away from the game for a little bit, and then come back into the gym.
Yeah, I think Christmas break, you know, is always needed to get the guys away and get them off their feet a little bit. But, you know, especially into this season, because I've had several conversations with people around us that, you know, we were very fortunate that we were able to pick up two victories before break hit. But before that, we were struggling a little bit, and some of that could have been down to, or we hypothesized could have been down to, kind of a little bit of a football hangover taking place, swinging around from the season so quick. But yeah, the break hit at a good time, and we were able to address certain things over the break and put in some different sets, put in some different defenses, and work on what our supposed weaknesses looked like, at least on film, that we could assess, and then to continue to try to do the positive things that we were doing so far and continue to do them at a high level.
You guys able to get those three victories, one of them most recently, probably the best win of the year, I would say, from my perspective, against Horton at home. The Chargers came in undefeated, and a team that's just a couple years removed from a state tournament appearance. But tell me about that ball game. You guys went 54-48, up double digits in that contest, and then down the stretch able to make some free throws down the stretch. What was different in that game than maybe a few games prior for your squad?
It started kind of like I just mentioned with our winter break. We did a lot of stuff over winter break, and the guys were prepared, and I feel like we were in a good position to execute as far as when we rolled out on the floor on Friday night, and it helped for the most part getting a decent start, some guys knocking in some shots early, building some confidence, and then being able to play off that confidence and do some things off of it. But like you said, it always felt good to get a win over a quality opponent that's well coached like Horton is, and they're always well prepared, and Coach Losey does a good job with those boys over there. And they had went into the game last Friday with a 5-game winning streak in the series on us, so it was nice to tilt one back our way. And you know, after the start, you mentioned we were able to kind of build upon that lead a little bit and do some good things in the second, third quarter. And like any good team does, they made a little run there in the fourth quarter and put some pressure on us. And in the end, we were able to knock down some free throws to secure the victory. But there were several instances where they had some opportunities to tie and or take the lead, so we're going to have to shore up some things moving forward.
Taking on a Riverside team now tomorrow that a very similar style as far as wanting to put pressure on the basketball. What are you seeing from your kids as you're getting more and more games, kind of getting used to that pressure and being able to handle that pressure as you prepare for tomorrow night?
Well, you just said it right there, is we got to have a clear plan of how to handle and deal with pressure headed into tomorrow versus a very athletic and very well-coached Riverside team as well. And, you know, that's the standard of our league, I'd say, is you look around and you're going to have a well-coached team you're going against every night, and that's no different with Riverside. And they're going to put pressure on the basketball and make us handle it, make sure that we can, you know, take care of the ball and get into our half-court sets and make sure that we can execute on the offensive end. And at the same time, they have some good players and some good sets on offense that we're going to have to limit some opportunities that they can get when we're on the defensive end. So it should be a good challenge and another good battle within the NEKL, and I think our boys are up for the challenge.
Talk to me a little bit, if you can, about the ability to have a couple home games here over the next week or so before you head into your midseason tournament. What's it like for your guys as they get to play against their opponents on their home floor, contrary to hitting the road?
Yeah, I think that's been a big deal for us as well. Is, you know, the way the schedule works is we have a bunch of home games, you know, even before the break started, built in here in a row. And I think that's allowed everybody to kind of build some familiarity with not only their teammates, but, you know, the court we play on being consistent every night and not really having to hit the road and just develop a calmness about them when they hit the floor, because they've been practicing there and playing there for about a month straight. So hopefully we can ride that momentum a little bit and defend our home court and continue to defend that home court until we get to the second big phase within our season, which, in my opinion, is always our midseason tournament coming up in about 2 weeks.
As you continue to build this schedule and get towards that midseason tournament, Coach, you're also seeing some players that are really kind of stepping up in roles that you needed them to. And one that I know stands out to me is Sir Peak, a young kid that really kind of helps down low for you guys, but the ability for him to play good quality defense, then also get some baskets as well. What are you seeing from him and maybe some other guys that are really stepping up in their roles?
Yeah, for sure. Sir's a really talented player, and we knew that going into the season that in order for us to be successful, he would have a part to play in that. And like you said, as of recent, he's doing a really good job of reading things on the offensive end and certainly helping rebound the basketball on the defensive end. And like I said, he's a very talented player that we're trying to get the most out of, and sometimes I don't think he knows how talented he can quite be, so we hope to continue to have growth from him. And, you know, at the same time, you mentioned him being a sophomore and taking those growth steps, and I really think Eli Kirk's doing a really good job, too, as a sophomore as well, and really figuring out what we want from him on the offensive and defensive end, and he's playing with a little more confidence, and I hope to continue to see growth from him as well headed into the mid to late part of our season. And you know, while we talk about our young guys, I think our old senior guards between Jace Robinson and Cade Holiday are doing a really nice job, too, of, you know, taking what comes to them within the game, knowing what their strengths and weaknesses are. And, you know, the best compliment I can give them is they're playing like seniors, and it maybe doesn't reflect in the stat sheet all the time of how much an impact on the game, but you can tell that they've been in situations before, they feel comfortable, and they have the poise to go and execute when the time comes.
All right, Coach. Well, you got a big time matchup this Friday tomorrow against Riverside at home, a team that is definitely got things moving in the right direction for their program as well with Coach Tyler Herbster. But Coach, good luck to you tomorrow and next week as you guys host Oskaloosa next Tuesday, and we'll talk to you again next Thursday.
All right, thanks again, Jake.
All right, Coach Brett Plattner of the Jackson Heights Cobras joining us on the Cobra Locker Room Chat every single week right here on 103.9 FM KNZA. You can catch all the Cobra games on the Cobra Channel at mscsports.net. Click Listen Live and select the Cobra Channel.